toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website over at freetalklive.com. Unlike a lot of those talk shows out there and talk radio land, freetalklive.com does not charge you for accessing the site or interacting with its various features. You can actually go and create the content of the site as well. So all the stuff you see there was submitted by listeners like you, or maybe it was you. You can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. You don't have to have a login to see the site, but if you want to actually submit items to it, you do have to create a free account. And then you can submit whatever you want from across the web, whether it be a news item or a blog post or maybe a video. Could be fun, could be serious, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy. You just submit it there, and then others get to vote on whether or not they like or dislike it. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So there was a story I mentioned last night that we did.
A couple of stories we mentioned last night.
That's usually how it goes. I mean, we get distracted. People call in. It's an open phone show. You can call in about anything. So if you're listening to Free Talk Live to hit the hard news, it's just not going to happen. This isn't a news show. As much as sometimes I might like it to be after the fact, I always lament the fact that there's all this stuff in the news we don't get to talk about. But luckily, there's some Liberty newscasts that are, I think, there's some of them that are coming soon, and we're playing a couple of them now over at LRN.FM. So there are ways to get news from a Liberty perspective, and hopefully we'll see more of that on into the future. I think it'd be nice someday if we had like a Liberty News network of some sort that actually cranked out news at least once a day, you know, instead of once a week. That would be cool. I mean, obviously we're not to the point where people can do hourly news or even multiple times a day news, but that shouldn't be that far off in the future for the Liberty movement, I wouldn't think. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is our number here, 1-855-450-3733. Let's start with you and your thoughts. Daniel, listening in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard Mark, and I think it was Stephanie, speaking the other night about the death penalty, and I think it was Sunday night, and yep. I kind of had to cringe because there was a lot of sort of misinformation and bad thinking about that, and I would like to talk about that.
Okay. Well, on whose part?
Well, there was some misinformation, I think, on everyone's part, but the bad thinking was mostly on the pro-death penalty people that were calling in.
Okay.
To me, it seems that there's two facts about the death penalty that make it wrong for us to use that. The first is that people are regularly sentenced to death who are innocent. And I have,
this is
actually
true.
Have the numbers
happens
here. Yeah, regularly. There have been about 7,300 people sentenced to death since the death penalty was reinstated in the 70s.
Yep.
And
wow.
Of those 7,300 or so, about 140 people have been wrongly, innocent people have been sentenced to death. And that represents about close to a 2% failure rate.
Well, hold on. Those are only the ones they know for sure were innocent. Those are the ones that were being proven, like, after the fact with DNA and things like that, or some of the, you know, the real criminal came out and admitted it, or whatever. That doesn't include all the guys that got sent to death where they'll never be able to prove after the fact that it wasn't them, right?
Right, and that's a real problem. I think it's probably at least double that. And
I think that's realistic.
Right, and there have been more than 200 people that have been taken off of death row.
Right.
For whatever reason.
That are still alive.
Many people will say, well, that's how it's supposed to work. People, you know, they'll get sentenced to death, and we'll keep looking at the cases, and the innocent ones will eventually get weeded out before they're put to death.
That's a nice thing to say if you're not sitting in on death row.
Right, and it's also not the case. And the evidence for that is that people regularly get exonerated hours or days before death penalty, or before they're executed. And also, 9 people that we know of have been executed while being innocent. That number is probably way low.
I'd be interested to know how the caller became interested in this topic.
Well, I used to be pro-death penalty, really pro-death penalty. I think probably Mark was in that same kind of situation. I don't know, Ian.
I probably was, but I was like a teenager, so what do I know?
So what was it that led you to examine your beliefs and change your mind?
Well, I wanted to gather more evidence in favor of my position.
I'll see, you proved yourself wrong.
You proved yourself wrong. That's great.
So, there's probably more people that have been executed wrongly. We don't know about them because lawyers and courts, they stop looking at that. They move on to people that they can still save. So the second fact is putting people to death actually costs more than keeping them in jail for life.
Right. Now, both of these facts I mentioned on air, I mean, these are important aspects. Go ahead.
And those two things, we can increase one, but the other will increase as well. We can make our sentencing more accurate. We can be a little more accurate in sentencing people, but that's going to cost a heck of a lot more.
Yeah.
Or we can bring the cost down and put more innocent people to death. So whatever you care about, whether it's the moral aspect or the cost argument, you should be against death penalty.
Well, and another aspect of this that I feel is extraordinarily important is you can look at the data state by state. And some states have the death penalty. Some states don't have the death penalty. They're all here in the same country. And you can see that the death penalty does not make a distinct difference.
It's not a deterrent, you mean.
You would think that the murder rates would be distinctively lower in states that have the death penalty than the ones that don't. And they don't. They're just scattered all over the place. And
even if it did, that's an illegitimate use of a punishment. You're essentially punishing one person for another person's potential crime.
And yes, but do you understand why that's motivating to people? Do you understand why people say...
I understand.
People say to themselves, well, you know, I mean, this is an effective deterrent in comparison. But it's not. I mean, so it costs more.
It executes
innocent people, which is what it's intended to punish for. So people that advocate the death penalty are advocating for the death of innocent people because innocent people have been killed. It's a crazy mixed-up dichotomy. No, it's a logical fallacy. They are living in Never Never Land. The one guy who had some kind of consistent idea was God said it in the Bible. And at the very least, you can't deny that it was said, you know, that a 3,000-year-old Iron Age society advocated
this. A lot of things. It also says turn the other cheek, forgive your enemy.
It says to stone children that have been disrespectful to their parents. We don't do that either.
That just means get them high, Mark.
Some people will say we can maybe bring down the death penalty, and what about the person who killed a child and raped a child and did all these bad things? We know they're guilty. Why can't we put them to death? Well, we don't really know that, because everyone that's been sentenced to death has been found guilty unanimously by a so-called impartial jury who were all convinced and were willing to put someone to death because they were certain that person had committed the crime.
But they were wrong sometimes.
And a judge, right. And they were wrong. So they were all certain about it and were all wrong. So unless you're there in the moment, any time afterwards, it's possible that you're wrong.
So how recently did you change your mind on this issue? Because you sound very passionate about it.
I am very passionate. within a few months, within 6 months.
So within the last 6 months, you've drastically changed your viewpoint on this.
Yes. Yes.
Now, were you raised in like a hard-nosed conservative kind of family?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say hard-nosed, but definitely conservative.
Okay, all right.
Definitely.
So that's where it came from. Would you say mom and dad thought this, and so did you?
Yeah.
Have you talked to your parents about this?
I actually had a discussion with my dad about it the other night.
How'd that go? Pretty animated.
Well, he's one of the guys that I was kind of talking about before, who's willing to just put people to death sort of willy-nilly.
One guy called in, and he understood that putting people to death, that sometimes you have to kill innocent people, but that it was important because, well, the Bible said it. This is at the very and I love it when folks call in like that, because even though they've got this mixed up thinking, they show other people verbally what their own mixed up thinking is. And, you know, it's ludicrous that you want to put people to death and innocent people to death in order to avenge innocent deaths. It's crazy.
Well, you're going to have a lot more trouble convincing family members on something like this than convincing yourself, because when you come to the conclusions on your own, it's natural and it makes sense, and you're like, wow, I can't believe I thought this way. But when you try to present the same information to someone else who's still in that paradigm, since it's not their idea, then they're much more likely to bristle against it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Daniel. Appreciate it. It wouldn't surprise me if you never got through to them. 1-855-450-FREE. And at some point, you have to just give up on certain people because there are better prospects, more fish in the sea, so to speak. More coming up. You can take control. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We give them to you free. The bulletin board system is one of them. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gun Scout Rifle, Gun Sight Scout Rifle, is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. It's the perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's a really great gift for that person in your family that, that wants a, you know, a really nice rifle. And you can go check it out at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. It's the run rifle you have to have. You can have only one. Ruger.com.
You and your thoughts. Ryan, listening to WNMT up in northern Minnesota. Hey, Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, great. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I was just kind of listening to the talk there about the death penalty, and I kind of find myself a little bit in the situation of your last caller, whereas I used to be very, very pro-death penalty, and I still kind of, you know, in some situations I see that it's the right thing because I'm kind of a you know, the punishment should fit the crime type person, where there should be some kind of equal justice for a crime that was committed.
But doesn't eye for an eye just make the whole world blind?
What's that?
Doesn't eye for an eye just make the whole world blind?
Kind of. But, I mean, I've always thought about the families that do lose somebody.
Sure.
And I think about if I lost somebody, if I absolutely knew if I was a witness or if I was one of the people that was attacked at the same time, and I watched this happen, and I can point to you, this is the person that was here, this is who killed my wife, it was him, he was trying to kill me too. I mean, then I know, and I know that that's the person that did it. He's the person, there's DNA proof, there's no kind of mitigating circumstances or anything.
Those things happen,
okay,
right? Like, so there's some times that that happens, but when you give a power to the government, doesn't that power generally grow?
Absolutely, and that's the problem. And then
right.
Where I started changing on this subject a little bit and starting to see, okay, maybe death penalty isn't right all the time, but there should still be something somewhat severe. When I started changing was when I started learning more about getting more into religion, about my religion specifically, and I started looking more into abortion. Because I used to be a pro-abortion when I was a younger person and a teenager and everything, but now I've become completely anti-abortion. And the reason behind that is that we do not have the right to kill anybody, ever, for anything.
Well,
my mind to change on the death penalty.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, so, I mean, Christians would say that the Bible says that if you take a life, then your life is forfeit or something like that. The Old Testament, you know, certainly is rife with those kinds of things. So, you know, to me, I think that just because somebody said it in the past and wrote it down doesn't mean that that's the very best reason. I mean, I think it's great. I tend to fall on, I'm falling on the same side as you are on both of these issues, but you know, not for the reasons that that you have stated.
Yeah, see, people that say that it's for religion don't understand the times of the Old Testament. They don't understand that things have been translated and changed in there, but also understanding the culture of those times, there were stories that were made to relate to the teachings that they had. They used extreme examples because they were in the Middle East. They were in a culture where that was a norm, where that was an accepted thing.
I think the thing with the, I think, you know, you brought up abortion and it's like, you know, it's obviously a very difficult issue for a lot of people. And certainly you want to talk about an issue on which you're just not going to convince anyone on because everybody seems to have their minds made up on that one. Although, like you said, you changed your mind on it.
Me
so
too.
It's possible. When it comes to people and their opinions on abortion, a lot of it really comes down to people differing on the definition of when life begins or in what their opinion is that life begins. So, I mean, it really just all depends. I think most people would agree that it's wrong to take another human's life, but would they agree that a fetus is a human? And I think that's where, you know, you're going to get some points of disagreement. And on the point of vengeance for crimes that have been committed, I understand. People have a natural instinct to want that. Like, they, you know, if something horrible happens to them, they want to see something horrible happen back to that other person. But the problem with that, with the problem where it comes, I think my view of the problem of that is that essentially you're damaging the world twice. You're damaging all that is, you know, another time completely unnecessarily. And beyond that, you know, is vengeance really going to fill the hole in your heart? Is it really going to make you, the family member of the victim, for instance, whole again?
No, it's not. That's where Christ, for me, and forgiveness comes in. because the also the other thing that comes into mind too is, well, if I punch you and then you punch me back, my friend's going to want to punch you.
Yeah, because violence begets violence.
Well, I'd like to weigh in on this. I think Ian's point is a good one in terms of vengeance, but I don't necessarily think that that's always the case in terms of getting revenge for something or paying somebody back.
Paying someone back is different than vengeance, right? So paying someone back is actually attempting to make someone whole with some value, but vengeance is removing value from someone's life.
Correct.
I think she's talking about paybacks, mofo.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
Mark,
that kind of payback.
Payback,
like a violent kind of
payback.
Right, exactly. Now, I work with animals a lot, and I think of dogs. And if you have a dog that attacks other dogs, you don't say, oh, I'm just going to keep you over here away from all the dogs and small children. You say, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you down because you're a threat to other animals. And I don't really necessarily think humans are different, because if there's someone who is literally an animal, well, I mean, we're all literally animals.
Who determines that?
Such as Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden.
Well, Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, I mean, you know, are just people that would be politicians. They're just people that rule others. I mean, have they done a poor job? I would agree with that's the case. But, you know, I mean, when Barack Obama sends the military over to the Middle East to go get Saddam Hussein, and 90% of the casualties are non-military, non-combatant individuals, isn't Barack Obama responsible for sending people out? I mean, I'd be responsible for hiring a hitman if he went out and killed extra people along the way, wouldn't I?
You know, there's definitely an argument for that.
Yes. So,
there's a lot of different, variables to that. And I think it really all comes down to what's the motive behind it. Is there a good motive? Is there a good cause? Can it be rationalized? And is it something that's benefits?
Well, there's usually a good motive behind a lot of the world's evil. I mean, if you go and you look at what a lot of evil people have done over the years, many of them believe they were doing what was right for the world and for their viewpoint.
Exactly. Most evil is done with the best intentions.
Indeed, the road to hell is paved with them. Thank you for the call, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Nemi, did you have a chance to get all your thoughts?
I did. Thank you, Ian.
1-855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Mark, you went to prison for 9 years of your life.
Yes, for murder.
Had someone decided to break a few of your bones and maybe possibly kill you as a result of, you being convicted of that, that wouldn't have made the world a better place.
I don't think it would. I mean, I've gotten out and I've made, a better life for myself.
Because you're not a dog. You're a human being and you can change. I'm not saying dogs can't change, but you're more likely to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that you keep saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the death penalty, but we can talk about anything else. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you over there. Features like our news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up February 23rd through the 26th. We're about 2 months away at this point, and it's so good of a time. I highly recommend that you come out to this event. If you love liberty, that is. If you, you're a fascist or a socialist, you might want to stay home. But, you know, if you love freedom and you understand the ideas of liberty, you want to be around other people that think like that, this is a great opportunity. It's a great taste of what it's like to actually live in New Hampshire full time, as we do, around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. That's what you'll be experiencing in one weekend in February 23rd through the 26th. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Sign up and use our coupon code FTL2012 to save 10%. That's FTL2012. You'll save 10%. You'll get to see some great speakers, too, while you're at it. You'll get to see folks like Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, talking about likely nullification, which is what 10th Amendment Center is really focused on.
Yeah, the states having powers of their own destinies to some extent.
Joel Salatin, the one of the keynote speakers. He's the author of 7 books, including You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. So he'll be speaking there. It's just a variety of topics. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture expected to speak as well. So topics all over the map. There are going to be panel discussions as well. You know, panels like, and I don't have them in front of me, but usually there's like a We Made the Move panel where you get to hear from people that have maybe just freshly moved to New Hampshire and what their experience has been like thus far, and other neat activist-y kind of panels. I know there's going to be a civil disobedience panel as well this year, so that's great. And, you know, late-night parties, banquet dinners, luncheons, it's just an absolute blast. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get registered. Use our discount code FTL2012. Let's go to Colin, who's actually calling from the home of the Liberty Forum, Nashua, New Hampshire. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say I don't think that the government should be able to deem what crime should get the death penalty or not. However, I would say that whether the victim has been harmed, the victim has been harmed, I believe that the victim or the victim's family should be able to determine a proper sentence for the lose my train of thought.
So wait, if the victim's family wants to determine a proper sentence, and by the way, is it Callan or Colin?
Colin.
Okay. So if the victim, if the victim is to determine the appropriate sentence, are there any parameters on that, or can the victim just decide, I want him to have 25 lashes every other hour for the rest of his life with a whip?
Well, I mean, I would agree with you. I think you have to be reasonable. Like, a person.
Well, most of the people in that position are not going to be reasonable. You understand that, right?
Small, but however, something like violence, killing someone, something like someone being raped. I feel like, whether the victim is still alive or not, if the victim's still alive, the victim should be able to say, well, this person should get a certain amount of years in jail, or this person should get the death penalty, or lethal injection, or if the victim is dead, then the family.
Is it possible that the last person who could be reasonable in a situation like that is the victim or the victim's family member?
Well, can you repeat that again?
Well, is it possible? You said the person should be reasonable. I gave a ludicrous example of whipping someone, and to that you said, well, the person should be reasonable. And so my question is, isn't the last person or the least likely person to be reasonable under a circumstance like this where a loved one has been beaten, raped, killed, or whatever, the loved one of that victim, aren't they the least rational, the least likely to be reasonable? Aren't they the most likely to be one of the most likely to be just completely irrational and leaning towards violence and vengeance and, horrible manners?
That is a good point, Ian. But at the same time, everyone's responsible for their own actions. I know you're more sympathetic for people, but it comes down to everyone's responsible for their own actions. So if a person gets drunk and kills somebody, if a person gets drunk and rapes somebody, then that's that person's fault. That person, if that person knows that they get crazy when they get intoxicated, then that person can only hold themselves accountable. You could be right about the victim being irrational, but at the same time, if she feels or he feels that whatever sentence can make her complete by it, then it's not totally fair, but I feel like it's kind of a medium.
So, Colin, there's this case that went on in Iran, and it was over the course of several years, and I believe it just completed maybe earlier in this year, 2011. Where I guess a guy threw some acid in the face of a girl that he wanted to date or marry or whatever it is, and she didn't want to date or marry him, so he tossed acid in her face because that was a good idea, and she basically took it all the way to their Supreme Court in order to be able to put acid in his eyes. Now, this does ring for a lot of people like poetic justice, and I've got to say that this guy is some petty, disgusting dude, and at the same time, you know, I mean, I tend to get sort of confused on this particular issue. I'm like, wow, really? That's pretty, you know, pretty poetic justice. And at the same time, I'm like, you know, but if the biggest problem for me about the death penalty is that it is enacted on innocent people. And, you know, the assumption with these punishments, these rigorous punishments, these cruel and unusual punishments, as it were, they tend to rely on the fact that the idea that they that we know for a fact that the person who did the crime did the crime. And that's the problem that I have, is that there's a percentage chance that that didn't happen. And the percentage chance seems to be about 5%.
Yeah, well, higher. I mean, I agree with you. The justice system is not perfect. But at the same time, I mean, there are always going to be people that's faulted cracks. You know, the good, you know, there are going to be bad guys that's going to fall through the cracks and never get caught. And there's going to be good guys.
I'd rather have 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man be put in prison.
Yeah, as far as that case when about the Mark, what was it? You said something about the guy sprayed acid in a woman's eyes and she
was
blind.
Yeah, that was an Iranian case. Yeah.
What was the question, Colin?
I said, what was the case? What was the exact details in the case about the guy spraying acid in a woman's eyes? So she wanted to make the guy blind to get justification. I mean, to get retribution from
not just blind, but blind with acid.
But are you asking to find out what the name of the case was and like get more detail?
What's the full details on the case? I was curious about that. I mean,
I've given you all the details I can talk about
it briefly, but I wasn't.
You'll probably have to look in Google. Mark doesn't know more than what he gave you. Hey, Colin, thanks for the call. I just looked it up.
Her name is Amene Bahrami.
You still have to look it up. What did you search for?
What's this? I searched for Iranian woman acid.
There you go. Hello? Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
Yeah, the justification that we'll get some innocent people, but we'll get but guilty people go away free. You know, that's not a fair estimation when it's you, when it's
or your loved one,
when you're the one who's the one sitting there being accused. You know, and you're innocent. And frankly, this is going to happen a lot more to minorities than it is to you know folks that aren't
and young people
and young men mostly. But, you know, I think if there's only I can only think of one woman that's been executed in the United States, that was Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah.
And
really, only one?
As far as I know.
There have been several, I'm sure.
Well, I meant prior, post 1970, whatever, when they got rid of the death penalty the first time.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-3733. We'll look at approaching a violent encounter in a different way in a moment.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.
DigitPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigitPress.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring us anything you want. Just dial in to the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Demi.
And Mark.
And we will invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us through Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to different Amazons for different countries. And you click into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, and a portion of the sale is going to go to Free Talk Live. Now, you won't see it on the checkout or the receipt. There's no indicator. But when you go through shop.freetalklive.com, trust us, it works. You're just getting the same great Amazon deals you're used to, the huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, all the stuff you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, another thing to think about for this holiday season is, what are you going to do for the holiday party? And how about family and friends getting them something they can eat for the holiday season? This year, make it George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party with friends, family, or coworkers. George's Famous Baklava is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Monday, December the 19th, to make sure that you have it in time for Christmas. And you can see their see it at the website, mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Amanda, listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. Amanda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hi, Nemi.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering if Nemi ever called in to follow up on the Basket Brigade.
No, I thought you were going to.
You totally said you were going. So, Nemi came and helped us hand out baskets on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, these are baskets full of food that you're giving to hungry families or needy families in the Concord, New Hampshire area. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we fed 174 people. It was so awesome. I'm
it was very awesome. We had a great time.
Right. You had actually called in about this several weeks ago, and I guess you were inspired by Tony Robbins, who is one of the motivational speaker guys. He has this basket brigade thing that that he put together, I guess, and it's kind of been duplicated in other places, and so you duplicated it here in New Hampshire as kind of an activist project, because you moved here. Are you a native, or did you move here for the Free State Project?
Ian, please, I'm a Free Stater.
Okay, I didn't.
Hey, you say that like being a native is a bad thing.
It's hard to keep track of everybody. So you moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You're a liberty-minded person who came here to join together with others, and you felt like, okay, well, yeah, there's all these activist things going on, which is great, but we also need to have community outreach and volunteering and stuff like that. And of course, that happens, I think, on an individual basis. But this was the first time I'd ever seen a liberty activist up here, at least within this movement, really self-organize more of like a larger mission sort of thing, rather than just plugging into something that already exists. Like people here in Keene, for instance, have gone to the food kitchen and volunteered. Some have volunteered at the homeless shelter, among other things. But this was the first real kind of self-starter, begin your own organization kind of thing I'd seen, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. And we were so inspired by the Basket Brigade that we decided to keep going. And for Christmas, we're aiming to provide backpacks full of essentials to the homeless of Manchester. And I've learned a lot about homelessness. I've been reading up libertarian viewpoints on homelessness, and it never occurred to me until I read Healing Our World, which is on freaky.com for free. And that's the only reason I read it, is because it was available for free.
Oh, excellent. Well, I hope that you'll buy a copy at some point, because it's such a great book. And the one that is posted for free over at freekeen.com is the 90s edition. The actual Ops edition, the one from the last decade, is still for sale on places like Amazon or shop.freetalklive.com. And there's new information, fresh information in there. She added some pages to the book, and it's a much it's even better than the one in the 90s. So I would recommend anyone who's enjoyed the free version of Healing Our World, at whether it's the audiobook or the PDF or the ebook or the Kindle version. It's all free over at freekeen.com. You just click on it's books.freekeen.com. That'll take you there. But
it might be book.freetalklive.com too.
That works too. But if you like it, you should probably buy it at some point. I don't know if you have yet.
Well, I think I've earned a basket of food, but one day I'll buy a copy, because it's
right
definitely a good book to have.
It's one of those books that is better when you don't have it, though. It's better when it's in someone else's hands rather than sitting on a bookshelf. But anyway, you were going to make a point about it.
It never hit me, the plight of the homeless, until I read that book, What Causes Homelessness. And to a large extent, various circumstances will leave you homeless, but it's so hard to get out of homelessness because of the government. And I'd say that probably the homeless are in the top three groups of people in our country that are most affected by our overreaching government. I think the other groups would be like those that have been killed, and probably those that are in prison for like victimless crimes. But like, if you're homeless but you beg enough to get like $5 together, you go to the store, get stuff for hot dogs, sell them on the street, you got more than $5. Before you know it, you have a security deposit for an apartment, but all of that's illegal. And it's really hard for homeless people to get off their feet.
Well, it's not just hard for homeless people. I mean, she focuses just on how anyone in the more poor end of the economic spectrum has a difficult time because of all these regulations, whether it be health code or whatever it is. Like you gave the example of selling hot dogs, but there's all kinds of business regulations out there that essentially, she describes it, kicks out the bottom rungs of the ladder of affluence.
Yeah.
And so the idea is that you should be able to run a business from your home or run a business on the street or whatever, it's a public place, then you should be able to do these things to try to kind of, pull yourself up from the bootstraps, so to speak, and start from the very bottom rung. But, if the rung's not there because the government won't allow you to do that, then what do you do? Then you're stuck working for somebody if you can find a job.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So our aim is to give backpacks full of essentials to the homeless for Christmas. We might miss our deadline. Just because it didn't hit me, you know, the shipping, how the shipping runs, the USPS, and they're so organized around this time of year. So
are you teaming up with a
how are you sending backpacks to people, to homeless people?
Well, that was going
to
be my question. Are you teaming up with a local homeless shelter?
Yeah, when I was talking about shipping, I meant we're ordering the supplies in bulk online. But
Gotcha. Yeah,
we're working with the Homeless Services Center in Manchester. They told me that, I couldn't believe this when I heard it, but the Homeless Services Center, they're a daytime shelter where you can go and get resume help, do job searches on the computer, shower and shave, get yourself ready, go out for an interview. Mm-hmm. So it's not a sleeping shelter, it's just a daytime hangout spot. And they told me that almost 1,000 people have used their services in some way since July. I couldn't believe
Jeez.
It. And our goal is to provide 200 backpacks by Liberty Forum. But right now we have enough donations to buy 48 backpacks. And I'm hoping that your listeners are really inspired and want to get involved in this awesome project and donate, or maybe join the Facebook group and participate in the discussion of the Facebook group.
Is that the best way to get involved, is to go to the Facebook group?
Well, yeah, it's 2011, so I would say Facebook.
Okay, cool. So, because I've made that easy, because I heard that you were changing the name of the Basket Brigade, because now you're doing backpacks, but besides that...
Because that'd be a funny name for the Backpack Brigade, the Basket Brigade.
You know, Brigade kind of has that militaristic feel to it, and it never really...
But it is alliterative.
It is. It never really rubbed me the right way, and then I heard that you talked with Jason Talley from Talley.tv and FR33Agents.com, and that you had come up with... I guess Shire Sharing.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
I think like that's
and alliterative
fantastic.
Too.
And it's alliterative, and it ties right in with the Shire Society, which you know, we launched the Shire Society website earlier this year during just around Porkfest, I think it was. And there's a Shire tab up there at ShireSociety.com. So if you go to the Shire tab and then you go down to Sharing, that'll take you to the Shire Sharing Facebook page. And that's where you can get more involved in this and help out with this activist project. So it's a great way to help some of the activism in New Hampshire without actually having to be here. So if you heard us talking about the movement, the Free State Project, all the stuff that's happening up here, there are ways for you to get involved even if you can't physically be here or you aren't able to yet make the move. And Amanda, thanks for the call tonight, and keep up the great work out there. Yep, 855-450-FREE. I think that's great, and you know, Shire Sharing is a concept that can certainly expand to different areas and, you know, become more than it currently is.
She really is a force to be reckoned with, Amanda.
It also addresses to some extent that the idea that libertarians just care about themselves, they're selfish, you know, I mean, there's nothing's farther from the truth.
Let's talk to Jay in Indianapolis. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Jay?
Yeah, Mark Yannon.
That's correct.
Hey, so I wanted to talk about hurting the Liberty message.
Excellent. I want you to talk about that, but you're going to have to stick with us. We'll bring it back here coming up in hour number two. More with Jay, hurting the Liberty message. Who's doing it? How are they doing it? 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well. Bring up anything that you like. And again, Shire Society is ShireSociety.com. We're filling up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at Tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/Your Family Today.